This is an extraordinarily short reading this morning, Martin. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. May God bless the reading of his word.
Thank you, Tom. So we're continuing our series on the book of Romans, and because we've got our meeting at 11:30-ish today, I was trying to fit in about seven verses in about 15, 20 minutes. And the Lord said, why don't you just do verses 9 and 10? And I thought, you know what, Lord? I think you're right. We're going to do verses 9 and 10. So this is our third part as we go through the book of Romans. And in chapter 12, Paul is describing what it means to live the Christian life. And Paul instructs us how to live this out in everyday life. In verses 9 to 16, this starts a new section where Paul is talking about our relationships within the church with our brothers and our sisters in Christ. And we're going to start off with verses 9 and 10 this morning. But before we do so, let's just pray. Father God, you love us with an everlasting love. And as we come to your word this morning, shape our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Teach us to love as you love and to make us people who live what we believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So today we're going to look at verses 9 and 10. And if you look at the ESV version, it starts this section with saying, these are the marks of a true Christian. If you look at the NIV version, it starts this section saying, this is about love in action. And I think it's both of these things. So our first point is our love must be genuine love. Genuine love. Verse 9. The NIV says love must be sincere. The Amplified Bible raises this to a whole new level where it says, let your love be a real thing, not fake. And Jesus showed us what genuine, sincere love looked like through compassion and service to other people. He healed the sick. He cared for those who were excluded. And this is love in action. Jesus' love is real. It's not just superficial. This is a love without hypocrisy. This is a love without pretense. This is a love that reflects agape love, God's love. This is our example. And genuine and sincere love is evidence of the Holy Spirit's work inside us. You can see it. The opposite of sincere love is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy means to act lovingly, but despise somebody in your heart. And Jesus says that hypocrites are people who have fallen away from the truth that God has given, but they act as if they had not. Augustine says that hypocritical love is a love that's curved inwards. It's self-serving. That's not love. Why do people mask themselves? Why do we do that? Why do we put a mask on? There are two reasons: fear and pride. When we don't act in a loving way, but we pretend to love, it's motivated by fear and pride, which is self-centered. And that's the word there, act. It's acting in a way. Authentic love flows from the grace of the Lord, and it is selfless, and it looks to do the good, the best for the other person. That's love. That's real love. And our love must be the same. Whether it's in public or whether it's in private, it must be sincere love. And that's our first point. Love must be sincere. Secondly, in this passage, Paul says we are to hate evil and cling to what is good. Verse 9. And if you look in the Amplified Bible, it says here that we should loathe all ungodliness. Turn from horror, from wickedness, but hold on to what is good. And Paul here uses a really strong word, which we translate as hate or abhor in the ESV version. Hate means to detest what is evil. And what is evil is sin. And what is sin is choosing to do our life in our own way and turning away from God and his truth and his word in how we should live. Turning from him. And we must hate. Where it says this, it literally means we must be horrified by the things that God calls evil. And in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 17, it says that God detests arrogance, deception, violence, and divisiveness. Arrogance, deception, violence, and divisiveness. These are all things we must put away. And we must cling. Clinging literally means we glue ourselves and we become inseparable to what God says is good. That's what we cling to. We cling to him. And Jesus used the same word we translate as cling. We cling to what is good in Matthew 19, where he says about marriage, a man will leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. They will cling together. And Jesus said that's good. St. Augustine says that evil is loving the lesser things as if they're the ultimate things. And good is loving God supremely. Why is this important? Because love stands against deception and lies and the sin that destroys. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What do we do when love encounters evil? We refuse to participate, but we also refuse to ignore it. Love confronts evil. And Jesus is our example. He strongly opposed corruption and injustice where he saw it. In John 2, he cleansed the temple, driving out all those people that were exploiting the worshippers going into the temple. And any love that's afraid to confront is not really love, but a selfish desire to be loved. Real love is like a parent's love. It's willing to confront. It stands firm against wrongdoing, but it loves the person. And this is the second point. Detest what is evil, but love what is good. Thirdly, we're to love one another, verse 10. The NRSV version says we're to love one another with mutual affection. The Amplified says we're to love one another as members of one family. The NIV says we're to be devoted to one another in love. And in the Roman world, society was divided by status, class, and power. They were the things that ruled in the Roman world. But the early church was countercultural. It's a family where pride disappears, where status is irrelevant, and where everyone belongs. And at this church, before I took up the position of minister in training, I prayed about it. And the Lord gave me this. He says that everyone that comes in this church, you are to welcome them. You are to accept them for who they are, and you're to love them. And this has become something we do here at Sandy Baptist Church. We welcome you, we accept you for who you are, and we do our best, our very best, to love you. Be devoted to one another in mutual love, because love is our identity in Christ. If our brother and sister has different values or even lifestyles, that bond remains. They're still our sister. They're still our brother. The church is not just a building. It's not just an event that we can attend. The church is a family where we can belong. The church is a family where we support one another. We share our burdens with one another. And we celebrate together. And Paul calls us to be devoted in our affection and tender in our care for one another. And that's the third point. Love one another. And finally, in verse 10, Paul says we're to honour one another. And Philippians 2:3 illustrates this really well. Lift others up above ourselves. Honour means to treat someone or something as valuable. And as June says, every human being is created in the image of God. Every person is precious and of infinite worth to God. And therefore that person should be treated as such by us. So when you see a Christian, you're not only seeing the image of God, you're seeing Jesus Christ himself in residence in that person. When we honour one another, this doesn't mean we become inferior. And Jesus himself is our example of this. He honoured one another. He put people above himself. We see this when he washed the disciples' feet. He honoured others through humble service. Sorry about that. Yes, Lord. He says, I've set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. So greatness in the kingdom of God is through serving others. The most important person in the kingdom is the most helpful person. We're to honour someone, and it means we listen when they speak, we consider what they say, but it doesn't mean we always agree. However, we respect people even when we disagree, because they're our brothers and our sisters in Christ. Real love is putting God first and others before ourselves. Amen. And Paul even goes on in verse 10 to say we should outdo one another in showing one another honour. He says we should take the initiative to honour each other. And just imagine a church where we did that, where we're not competing for status or authority, but we're competing to honour one another above ourselves. Can you imagine that church? So what are we going to do with this passage, these verses 9 and 10? Well, I've got a challenge for you. Identify someone who you find difficult to love and pray for them and listen to what God gives you. And then somehow show them genuine, sincere love. And I've done this before. I've flicked through my phone at the contacts in my phone and I said, God, show me who I need to honour and show love to. And he stopped me on three people and I sent them a message saying, I love you. I love you that you do this. And this is what you mean to me. You don't have to use those words, but see if you can pick someone that you can do that to and you can tell them why they mean so much to you. That's one way you could do. Secondly, this week, practice intentional honour. Find somebody that you can honour publicly. That you can say something to them to build and raise them up. And that's it. What is the Lord saying to you? There may be things he's saying to you. Listen to what he says and let's go and do them. Put them into action. So in conclusion, Romans chapter 12 verses 9 and 10 tells us to love one another and honour one another. Love must be honest, not hypocritical. Love must be humble and not proud. And we can love sincerely because we are loved sincerely. And we can humbly live because Christ has humbled himself for us at the cross. Let's pray. Lord, we ask you to help us to love one another here sincerely, to serve you passionately, to honour one another and treat one another with humility and compassion. And we ask this through your Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And our final hymn this morning at this service, this slightly shortened service, is the same love that God loved Jesus, that Jesus loved these disciples, is the same love that he loves us.